All right, team, gather in. As your head triathlon coach here at Third Coast Training, I want to talk straight about something that's been dominating our conversations lately. AI fitness and training apps. They promise adaptive, personalized coaching that adjusts to every single brick, every swim set, and every run interval. And while the technology is impressive, we need to be clear about one thing. These algorithms fundamentally lack the contextual awareness and human judgment required for safe, effective training. Let me break that down for you. These platforms are incredible at data processing and routine calculations. They can crunch numbers faster than any of us. But when it comes to replacing a human coach, they simply cannot. The optimal approach isn't about choosing one over the other. It's about combining AI's computational strengths with human expertise to provide the context, the motivation, and the strategic decision-making that actually moves the needle. Here's the core issue. AI training tools suffer from what we call context starvation. Algorithms process objective metrics like heart rate, pace, and recovery scores. But they cannot interpret the human variables that dictate your performance and recovery. Take a moment to think about your week. AI cannot account for a 12-hour work shift, poor sleep, relationship stress, brewing illness, or dietary inconsistencies. Because of that blind spot, automated plans often follow rigid, one-size-fits-all progression models that are just disguised as personalization. Without the ability to read hesitation, fatigue, or psychological strain, these systems frequently push athletes past their limits. And remember, AI lacks genuine empathy. It has no emotional intelligence, and it certainly lacks the nuanced judgment required to decide when to push harder on a threshold run or when to pull back and prioritize recovery. While an app can simulate encouragement, it cannot replicate the accountability, the social contract, and the adaptive strategy that a human coach provides. Now let's look at the numbers, because the data backs this up. AI-generated exercise recommendations typically hit around 90% accuracy on basic fitness facts, but they only score about 40% completeness when addressing your actual training needs. Furthermore, over 80% of AI projects fail or stall because the context they are trained on no longer matches real-world deployment. In fitness, that data vacuum creates measurable risks. Training errors are the leading cause of running injuries. And the data is stark. 91% of injured male runners and 59% of injured female runners increased their weekly mileage by more than 10% in the 4 weeks prior to injury. Among those athletes, 61% increased by over 30% and 28% by over 50%. When AI apps automatically scale workouts based on completed sessions, they frequently ignore individual recovery capacity, directly contributing to overuse injuries. And it's not just volume. Pacing algorithms lack real-world nuance. If you run just 10 to 15 seconds per mile too fast in the first half of a marathon, you might save 3 minutes early. But that typically costs you 10 to 15 minutes later, often triggering bonking and digestive shutdown by miles 8 to 10. Nutritionally, we see the same issue. AI chatbots frequently generate flawed plans, like prescribing vegan diets that miss critical vitamin B12, because they cannot reliably interpret restrictive dietary needs or bio-individual requirements. Psychologically, reducing your health to calorie counts and step goals can trigger shame, disappointment, and demotivation. Conversely, platforms that successfully integrate AI-driven customization report significant engagement boosts, with one major app noting a 73% increase in user engagement. And here's the real win. Organizations that combine AI with human coaching report 3 times the year-over-year growth, 24% higher success rates, and 37% faster onboarding compared to AI-only models. Human involvement significantly boosts behavioral adherence and goal consistency. So, where does AI actually deliver value? It shines when confined to its strengths, objective data processing, and pattern recognition. 3 specific areas stand out. First, course analysis and race intelligence. AI efficiently processes terrain data, elevation profiles, and historical weather patterns to generate pacing strategies. Because these variables are measurable and consistent, algorithms handle them reliably. Second, meal planning with detailed inputs. When you provide comprehensive training data, AI can accurately calculate macronutrient demands and adjust recovery nutrition in real time. Syncing meal plans with actual workout completion yields legitimately useful, adaptive nutrition guidance. And third, large-scale pattern recognition. AI excels at analyzing population-scale datasets to identify recovery patterns, heart rate responses, and performance trends that individual coaches could not manually track across thousands of athletes. So, what are the critical takeaways for you? To train safely and effectively, you must treat AI as a data assistant, not an autonomous decision maker. Implement it responsibly by following these guidelines. First, use AI for drafts, not final decisions. Treat every AI-generated workout, meal plan, or adjustment as a starting point that requires human or personal verification. Second, verify recommendations against your body. Trust physical feedback like calf tightness, energy levels, or sleep quality over algorithmic recovery scores. Your lived experience is more accurate than any wearable metric. Third, know when to override the algorithm. Life stress, illness, or fatigue demand immediate plan adjustments. AI cannot detect these factors. You must manually intervene to prevent overtraining. Fourth, combine tools strategically. Let AI handle data collection, course mapping, and nutritional math. Rely on human coaches for psychological support, adaptive strategy, and real-time course corrections. Ultimately, exercise AI is a powerful computational tool, but it lacks wisdom, empathy, and contextual awareness. Sustainable progress in running and triathlon training requires a hybrid model. Algorithms provide the numbers, while athletes and human coaches provide the judgment. Trust your body, override rigid progression when necessary, and use AI to support, not replace, the human elements of coaching. Now, let's get out there and train smart.